Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Life Radio. My name is Matt Sin. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Kyle Pauly.
Hello, hello.
We're here with a special guest today, Indie Focus star. That's right, Indie Focus star, Mr. Aiden Knight. How you doing, buddy?
You're too generous, man. You really are.
you might have just won a championship, right?
I did, actually. I am now the AIWF Southern Middleweight Champion.
So it's congratulations
my first my first singles title. So I'm pretty stoked about it, and I'm really hoping that I can, really get guys my size on the map with the with this title.
That's a big deal.
Get that pay bump too, right?
I wish.
And you actually you defeated another Indie Focus guest. You defeated Chris Spider for that title, right?
Oh yeah, and it was fun. That was fun.
I bet, dude. That's super cool. I'm proud for you. That's really cool.
We need to get him on here so he can cut a promo on you.
I mean, he's welcome to try.
I'm sure it'll happen. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble, but I just want to do a really quick This Day in Wrestling History. And I know usually we do a This Day in Wrestling History on the day the show is posted, but we're actually recording this before SmackDown, and I feel like it's important that we say that just in case they announce more matches during SmackDown, you know, 2 days away from the Rumble, they very much well might. But 4 years ago today on January 29th, Mr. John Huber, aka Luke Harper, made his babyface turn and attacked Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, which led to his Intercontinental Championship run. So pretty crazy that's been 4 years now.
Jeez.
And he was over. I forget what match it was. It was a match on SmackDown or something where I think he was soloing, but I wasn't even sure he was a babyface yet. He had like the crowd chanting Luke behind him and everything. Like, God, he was so underutilized in WWE.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been something for sure.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that. He was one of my favorites from like that whole like time period, you know. Like the last couple of years, like absolutely hands down, one of my favorite. And I totally agree with you being totally underutilized.
It is so like shocking too, because he's a big dude. So like, I don't know like what it is, but because WWE usually, I mean, we kind of saw the same thing with Dolph Ziggler, where people got behind him, but like the company never really was 100% behind him.
Yeah.
They gave him a title, but then he got the concussion and then just, I think they just gave up on him from that point. And then it just, there came a time where the fans, I think, just knew like, yeah, they're never going to do this, anything with this guy. So,
and there was that almost like that glimmer of hope in the Survivor Series where Sting debuted. Like there was that glimmer of hope that like, oh man, I think they're actually going to do something with Dolph. And then it really just ended up being a vessel for Sting's debut and just kind of killed it.
But a big guy like Luke, you'd think they would actually get behind him and do something with him, but it's so weird because they go through such lengths to break up tag teams, but it seemed like they could never get him away from Rowan.
Right. Yeah.
They always ended up, they were the Wyatt family, and then they became the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah.
So definitely glad he at least got to go to AEW and get some shine before obviously he passed away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I liked the Bludgeon Brothers. A lot of people didn't.
I did.
I liked them.
Oh, I thought they were great.
They're goofy, but they're fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Giant mallets.
Yeah, fine. That's fine. So let's do some Royal Rumble predictions. So we only have 5 matches here, and we are going to save the Royal Rumble matches to last. So let's go over the women's tag team match. And I'll be completely honest with you. I didn't know this match was happening until I pulled up the card. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are challenging Charlotte Flair and Asuka for the women's tag team titles. So, Kyle, why don't you tell me a little bit about it and make your prediction?
So I'm not really surprised they did this, but it's just the whole women's tag title situation is a lot like the WWE tag like division in a nutshell of like it seems like they don't care. And like, I don't even know why Asuka and Charlotte, you know, it seemed like they took the titles off of Shayna and Nia just for the sake of bringing back Charlotte, and she couldn't lose, obviously. And then like there was hope that like, okay, well, they're the champions now. Maybe it's clearly going to lead maybe to Asuka and Charlotte feuding at some point. Spoiler alert, we might get into that later, but maybe they're going to feud at some point, dissension between them, they lose the tag belts. But like, you would at least think that, okay, well, it's just going to be Shayna and Nia who are the challengers. Maybe they'd want to build the people up. And it seemed like they were doing it because we had Mandy and Dana on Raw who were actually teaming with like Asuka at one point, and they were getting, you know, beat up by Nia and Shayna, but like kind of behind the scenes, but they were still doing pretty good in their matches. But, and then we had the Riot Squad on SmackDown who they were trying to do something with and at least make a team again. But like, so Mandy and Dana for like the last couple weeks on Raw have repeatedly been matched up against Nia and Shayna. They always get beat, and there's like no signs of it even being like competitive. Like, they just always get destroyed by them. So they're out as being like legit challengers. And then Riot Squad, just like out of the blue, I think it might've been this, not this obviously because today is Friday, but last Friday, they're just like Riot Squad versus Charlotte and Asuka. And then they get destroyed. Like, so I think Nia and Shayna, I don't know if they're going to win. It's possible if they're eyeing for Asuka and Charlotte at WrestleMania, but it really doesn't matter. Like, they do not care about it clearly, because it's just, they put these Nia and Shayna or even just single stars. So it's whatever. I think Nia and Shayna are going to win, just to give some dissension between Asuka and Charlotte. Cause yeah, it's, and maybe even Lacey Evans or Ric Flair, maybe they get involved in some ways, cause they're like involved in this as well. So I don't know. It's weird. The whole situation is.
It does seem to be kind of all over the place. And again, I haven't followed WWE super closely, but I don't particularly understand what all is going on, but whatever. Give us your prediction.
Well, kind of in the same vein as Kyle said, I feel like this has been a symptom of a bigger problem, like you said, with them not really caring about the tag division. Yeah. You know, you've got these established teams, like especially like with the Riot, you know, the Riot Squad, and you know, there's kind of been these sort of established tag teams, the Iconics and whatnot, that these belts were kind of made for them. Like, right. To really made to build them, and then they basically just take, you know, two single stars, and they use these tag belts as a way to kind of push a feud between them instead of trying to actually build a tag team division. And right. I do agree that I think that Shayna and Nia Jax are gonna win, just like we said, for that furthering of that Asuka Charlotte feud. I feel like we're going to get that again at WrestleMania. But like I said, I just feel like it's more just a vessel for building a feud instead of, you know, really building a women's tag team division like I had really hoped that they were going to be doing.
Right. Yeah, I think the problem with one of the problems in WWE is they have three sets of tag belts that are totally irrelevant. They have two sets that are pretty darn important, but unfortunately, those are not watched by that many people. One of them on Wednesday nights, usually watched by around 600,000, and one in the United Kingdom that I don't know how many people watch, but I'm going to assume probably not that many. Definitely not as many as the around 1.5-2 million that are consistently watching Raw and SmackDown. So,
yeah, no.
It's even weird, too, with like Nia and Shayna, too, because they've even... I mean, they were thrown together as a team anyway and weren't getting along from the start. So it's kind of not fair to, because they've kind of perpetually been in dissension as a tag team, but they've been playing it up more lately as well. Like, I remember, I mean, I've barely watched Raw and SmackDown as of late, just kind of keeping up with the results and stuff. But I actually saw where it was Mandy and Dana against Shayna and Nia again, and they got destroyed, and Nia was about to go like splash on Mandy or something, and Shayna tagged herself in and finished her off. And Nia just like looked at it for a long time, like, really? Like, you did that? And like, she's kind of like, okay, whatever. And, but I mean, it's just,
I mean, now that you say that, cause like, I don't really like mean to interrupt you, but now that you say that, I kind of feel like maybe this is going to end up building towards a match between Shayna and Nia. Like, it's having that dissension, granted, that's not, you know, that big marquee match like Asuka and Charlotte, but, you know, if they're trying to build somebody up with a feud, I mean, maybe they're going that route.
It's so weird. That's some, like, it seems that all these tag teams are always going through dissension to, like, just for the sake. Similarly, you said the belts were like a prop. It's almost like they use that as a crutch to kind of create drama between teams when they don't even have to. Like, the Iconics are like legit best friends in real life, and everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. And they still like broke them up and had them like wrestle each other and stuff. And now they're not even saving. Like, it's just weird.
Another random tag team with another blonde.
Yeah, for no reason. So who knows what they're thinking? But like I said, Nia and Shane they've kind of always been in dissension with each other. So I don't know. I think they're going to win just because they might possibly be building to Charlotte and Asuka. And then, like, I even forgot about the Lacey and Rick thing until I thought about it at the end of my last point. Like, I forgot it was even going on. And so there's that involved. Like, it's just weird. It's all over the place.
The problem, Aiden, is you said, oh, they're building up this story, so obviously there's going to be a payoff, right? No.
Like,
it's not obvious.
No. You want to hope that there – you want to hope right. that maybe somebody – in the creative box is, you know, actually thinking long term, but it doesn't usually happen that way.
A lot of time I'm a creative, you know, I work in the creative like industry, so I could easily see, because supposedly Vince McMahon rewrites these shows all the time. I bet these writers are actually trying to get things going. They try to put stuff together and put in teases and stuff, but the problem is Vince changes his mind so often, and Bruce Pritchard is right there with him. That, like, you might write something that, like, sounds really good, and they might have that idea, and then next week it's just out the window.
It's gone.
So, like, I'm done kind of blaming the writers. Like, it is kind of weird, some of the stuff they write, but hey, Vince McMahon likes it a lot. So, I kind of don't blame him at the same time for just, they might have just even been done putting up with this crap and, like, all right, just get it out there. Because, yeah,
that would shock me.
Completely understandable. I've been in scenarios where your boss or whoever is just kind of a nut. So you just kind of do things to please him and get your paycheck. And that's,
yeah,
I would not be surprised, but I feel like they probably do write these kind of things for that reason, but it's week to week in WWE. So who knows what will happen.
Right. So you guys both predicted Nia and Shayna to win. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to pick Charlotte Flair and Asuka. And the reason I'm doing that is because, I mean, just logically, right? Maybe I shouldn't think logically, but why would you tease a breakup, have them drop their belts, tease the breakup again, and have them win the belts back? But you know what? This is WWE land, so it's entirely possible they're going to do it. But I do think that Charlotte and Asuka will lose it soon. Honestly, though, they might just hold it to WrestleMania, because these belts don't matter. And I hate to say that. I hate it for the ladies of WWE, but these belts are totally irrelevant, and they're not going to be defended at WrestleMania.
I mean, I could easily see Charlotte and Asuka winning and keeping them to Mania, and then dropping them to like Lacey and Peyton.
Yeah. And then wrestling later in the night or something stupid.
Yeah. I could easily see that too. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. 100%. Drew McIntyre versus one of my childhood heroes and one of the games of my adult existence is Drew McIntyre versus Bill Goldberg. Now, let me tell you, I loved Bill Goldberg as a kid. He was my dad's favorite wrestler because my dad is not really a wrestling fan. He just saw a giant Mack truck destroy people and look cool doing it. And Goldberg was a big deal back in the day. Not so much now, though. Aiden, tell me, I heard you make a noise when I mentioned his name. Tell me a little bit about this match and then make your prediction for me, please.
Okay. So I know that they signed something with Goldberg from his last appearance that he was going to be making a handful more appearances on that contract. I'm not 100% how everything initially went down. From what I saw, it looked like Drew was out during the Legends night on Raw and apparently talking some smack about the Legends.
See, he didn't, though. Like, that's the thing. So I watched that night.
Okay,
live.
Please fill me in, because I am so lost as to how this happened.
The show was running long, right? So Drew McIntyre picks up the microphone. He thanks Keith Lee for the match. And supposedly he was going to say something not disrespectful, but maybe a little off color toward the legends. Maybe like mince his words or something. Because he's not a heel. He's a babyface, right? He's a big babyface champion. Yeah. But he was supposedly going to say something a little off color. And Goldberg is going to come out and call him out on it. Well, they were just running out of time. So he picks up the microphone, thanks Keith Lee, and Goldberg's music just hits. And then Goldberg's like, you can't be out here disrespecting us. And I'm like,
he literally came out and said, yeah. I heard what you said.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. He said nothing. He didn't say a word.
Okay. So now I'm even more confused. And
I know.
Well, yes. I guess from there, my prediction is Drew.
Thank God. I hope so. Okay.
I've never been a fan of Goldberg, even when I was younger. I've never cared for squash-style matches or guys that only work squash-style matches. Never really got into it, even when I was younger and before, you know, I learned the magic behind the curtain. But I feel like they really, like, Drew needs to win this. I feel like there's still a lot of people that don't believe in Drew as a world champion. They still kind of see him in that same light from his first run with, you know, being the chosen one and 3MB and all that. And I feel like he really needs a major win to sort of solidify himself as a champion and as like a big guy for WWE. So I'm really pushing for Drew to win. I'm hoping it's not Goldberg. I've seen some things talking about like cash-ins. And just as long as at the end of the night, Goldberg is not walking out with the Universal Championship, I will walk away happy.
Yeah. Didn't Miz still have his briefcase?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Cause he had lost it. And then there was like a loophole. So
dude,
you said cash-in.
That's a whole nother confusing monstrosity. Yeah.
So, Matt, I don't know if you listened to the whole show that posted today. I straight up told Micah, because we plugged that we were going to do this this preview show, and I was just basically came out and said, if Goldberg beats Drew, I'm not watching WWE the rest of the year. Like, I was mad when he came and beat The Fiend, and I don't even like The Fiend, but just the fact that he came out and just destroyed The Fiend, like, it just destroyed the story that they told, all the bad matches we had to endure just so they could get this guy over. And then Goldberg beats him in 2 seconds. I was like, so mad at that. But like, seriously, if this guy comes back and beats Drew McIntyre, like I'm just done. At least for the year until they, and maybe even further. I might get it all out of my system and never go back. I don't know. But oh God, that would be the worst. I'm kind of here with Aiden. I think that, I think he's going to pick up a big win here. Hopefully it's not a long drawn out match. Hopefully it's pretty quick, but, yeah, I think I'm kind of in agreement with Aiden. I think Drew wins and he's got to just do it in convincing fashion. Goldberg will shake his hand at the end and kind of give him his respect and he'll keep on going.
Drew has to win this match.
Yeah.
He just has to. And as someone who grew up watching Goldberg, and again, as a fan who thinks it's so weird to see the guy lose clean, Goldberg can't go over again. He just can't do it. I legitimately, and with lowering ratings and nostalgia being a powerful factor, I don't think it will happen, but I will not be completely shocked if Goldberg walks away as the champion after the Royal Rumble. I just want to be honest with you guys. So,
if you put that kind of negativity into the air, I'm letting you know that as soon as that happens, I will be blowing you up, yelling at you. We'll literally just have to do a separate podcast of me just berating
just
you.
Just yelling?
I think it's safe to say that Goldberg is to Aiden what Brock is to Chris.
Right.
Brock's on my list too, so
Brock's on everybody's list. Listen, Goldberg I actually liked Goldberg's run when he came back and he was the baby face and he you know, he was there for his kid and all that, and they did the Brock rematch with him and all that. Like, that was a decent last run for him to have, but like,
right.
But keyword is supposed to be their last run.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's the thing. WWE is either they're going to WWE and never leave well enough alone. So
yeah.
Of course it went well. So they're like, oh, we got to keep doing this. And now it's so yeah, if he wins, just, I might turn out the Royal Rumble.
I hope
the Rumble matches first. Cause yeah, that's going to,
the women's Rumble is opening the show and the men's Rumble is closing it. So, I'm also going to pick Drew. We're all in agreement, but might be a pick from the heart.
Yeah.
We'll see. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. Kyle.
Roman.
Yeah.
It's just, he's
beat him like three times now, right?
He beats this guy like a drum like every week. I think last week Owens finally got one over on him, but I would not be surprised if SmackDown ends and Roman has beaten the crap out of this guy again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just, I think Roman is going to be the headline of WrestleMania against someone, possibly the Royal Rumble winner. But yeah, it's been a decent feud. I mean, I wish Owens would at least get something in on Roman and at least challenge him in these matches, but he hasn't really. But I like Kevin Owens. I think it'll be a good match. But yeah, Roman Reigns for sure.
What you think, Aiden?
So I'm going to predict Roman. However, I'm going to say that I really want Kevin to win.
Yeah.
I feel like Kevin's another one of those guys that just really gets underused. Like his Universal Championship run was amazing.
Until the end.
I mean, until the end, but I mean, like, it was, I mean, his every time you put a title on that guy, whether it's the NXT Championship or the Universal Championship, literally any title you put on that guy, he makes gold out of it. And I feel like this whole thing with Roman sort of being this, I think they're trying to repeat the John Cena experiment with him.
Right.
And just having him run train on everybody, you get to a point of eventually, well, who's going to beat him?
Right.
So I think, yeah, I'm in agreement that I think Roman's going to win. I really don't want it to happen, but I think Roman's going to end up winning it.
I am actually a big fan of heel Roman Reigns. I did not like baby Roman Reigns at all. But I do really, really like the head of the table stuff that he's been doing. The feud with Jey Uso, I think, was one of the stories of the year in all of pro wrestling. And I'm a big AEW mark. It was just so, so good. Kevin Owens, other than AJ Styles, who's probably my favorite in the world right now, is my favorite WWE wrestler. And I am rooting for him, but I won't be upset if Roman wins. Just for the sheer fact that his stuff has been so good. And I'm a big fan of a heel walking into the WrestleMania main event as champion and leaving, losing that title to a new up and coming babyface. So I don't know who that babyface is going to be. But we'll talk about that prediction maybe a little bit later. But I think Roman's going to win, and I'll be fine with it. It'll be fine. Aiden, I'm going to let you, we're going to do something a little different here. So instead of just predicting the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, I'm going to give you a name, and I want you to tell me in 60 seconds or less why you think that person could win her Royal Rumble match, all right?
Okay.
We're going to go back and forth, and then we'll make our actual predictions. So I'm going to let you start, and we're going to start with Bianca Belair.
All right, so I've seen a little bit of what they're doing with Bianca. I did pay attention to her in when she was in NXT. I find her to be incredibly talented. At first, it took a little warming up for me, but she's incredibly talented. I think they're doing a really good job of pushing her. I mean, the spot from was it Raw or SmackDown? I can't remember, where she literally fireman carried Otis.
Otis, yeah.
And I use this word as emphatically as possible, was terrifying.
Right.
And I just think that if they're really trying to, you know, do something with her, why not have her win the Rumble?
Yeah. That makes perfectly logical sense, right?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. Rhea Ripley.
Oh, wait, I'm getting a new name?
Yep.
Okay. Honestly, it should have been last year. She should have, if not won the Royal Rumble, she should have beaten Charlotte at WrestleMania. So basically a year has been wasted because she has gone back to NXT and not really done much since then. So I think they are wanting to move some people up to the main roster, spice things up a little bit. So I think that possibly the best chance to win, it's going to be Rhea Ripley. So yeah, just because of how they did her last year and her, you know, rumored to be coming at the main roster anyway, I think, especially since they've kind of been teasing Charlotte so much as possibly winning and challenging Asuka, it would kind of be very appropriate for Charlotte to kind of be in control to only have Rhea come out and squash it.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good call, especially after what happened with them last year. All right, Aiden, give me Shayna Baszler.
Oh man, this is one that's hard for me to call because I think that with Shayna's kind of the product of the Ronda Rousey experiment. She's believable as actually being able to lay the smackdown on a lot of these females.
Right.
And I think if they're trying to push, you know, a certain level of believability, she would be a good pick. A lot of people were really behind her with her run in NXT. Like I said, out of anybody, she's believable.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. She is. I just wish she would have been presented a little better on the main roster. But yeah, Kyle, Alexa Bliss.
Well, she's clearly been in. Almost infected. That's probably not the right word to use. During a global pandemic, she has been possessed by the fiend. So she's invincible. Apparently, or close to it. Maybe the RKO is powerful enough to take her down, but she's been pretty scary as far as like a competitor. Of like, she basically had Asuka beat for the title the other night until Randy Orton intervened, and I guess he won the title. I'm not sure. They kind of just cut off the air quickly, so we don't know what happened.
Right.
But yeah, she would kind of be a long shot win for me. But she has been a prominent female storyline on Raw. So it's not out of the realm of possibility of her going and challenging Asuka, especially if they do happen to take Charlotte away from Asuka and maybe do something with her and Lacey. Asuka would need an opponent for WrestleMania. So Alexa could be that person.
All right, Aiden. A returning Becky Lynch.
Oh, man. I think it would be the feel good story of the year, both the calendar year and if you look at, you know, WWE as a season, you know, with WrestleMania sort of being the end of that, both I think it would be, you know, this huge comeback story, or not even really a comeback story, because I mean she left because she was pregnant, but I mean it would just be, I think it would be the feel good story to see her come back and win.
Yeah, I agree. Kyle, another returning star. Tell me why Ronda Rousey could win this match.
As soon as you said Becky Lynch, I figured this is going to be next. Yeah. These are kind of the two rumors. She's been arguing with people on Twitter, supposedly, I think. Or at least
okay.
people have been calling her out. So it's just totally possible that she's obviously a huge fan. She enjoyed her run there. There's no fans there, and that was kind of the thing. Ronda kind of has not so thick skin, I think, sometimes when it comes to fans. She kind of experienced it in UFC, and I think got a little bit of it in WWE as well. She kind of is sensitive about things at some points, and I don't know if she's working us or not. But I honestly would not listen. I saw her not work it in UFC, so I'm pretty positive it's not a work.
Right.
But hey, there's no fans there. They're just TV screens. So if there's going to be WrestleMania where she makes a comeback and does a story, I think it could be now. And I think it kind of lends towards the rumor that all these, you know, people supposedly are calling her out on Twitter or, you know, talking about her like Charlotte. At least that's what I've heard. They've been. I don't follow any of them on Twitter, so I'm not 100% sure. But
gotcha.
Yeah, that would kind of be the reason for me.
Okay.
And she's Ronda Rousey, so she could. If she's coming back, she's gonna win.
Right. Aiden, now I want you to tell me, and if we've already talked about him, it's perfectly fine. Who do you think is actually going to win the Women's Royal Rumble?
Well, it's kind of that, kind of coming back to the whole, you know, like we talked with Roman and Kevin, you know, I personally want Rhea Ripley to win. Kind of going off of what Kyle said, you know, she kind of had a wasted year. I was immediately, like, I was introduced to her from the Mae Young Classic, and I was like, this chick, like, wow.
Right.
And yeah, no, I completely agree that, you know, she kind of had just a wasted year, and I feel like this would be a really good opportunity to build up some new talent, you know? Like, I think that's something I'd heard recently, is that, you know, WWE doesn't have any stars anymore. They don't build anybody up, and I think this would be somebody that they could build up and actually do something with long term.
Okay, Rhea Ripley. I would say that that's not like a crazy long shot, but I would say she's probably not a favorite. So that's a cool pick. I dig it. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, you kind of played spoiler to me a little earlier, but. Yeah. I've actually been saying that. I mean, I know it's a rumor, but I've actually been thinking it for a while. It did kind of make me question it a little bit, because she only gave birth on December 4th, I think it was, is the official day they gave birth. So it's not that far away. But I am going to make a bold prediction here and say Becky Lynch is going to come back and win the Royal Rumble. Because I think... they've been teasing Charlotte as being the person, and the fans have kind of not been too receptive of it. But they've also been doing this side story with her and Rick and Lacey and all this. So I think that could kind of be a way for her to be pulled, kind of what I was saying when I was talking about Rhea winning. And I would be very happy if Rhea won it. And I think she probably should, but if they're going to bring Becky back, she needs to win. And as Aiden said, it would be a feel good story. She, you know, not long after last year's WrestleMania, had to give up her title and, you know, go become a mother. She gave it to Asuka. Asuka's held on to it for this long, or at least, you know, has she held it the whole time, or did she lose somebody? I can't remember.
I think she lost it, but honestly, to be completely honest with you, I don't know. WWE,
I think she lost it and won it back. Oh, yeah, she lost it to Sasha and Bayley and then won it back, or one of them. Sasha.
That's right. Yep, she sure did.
So, but other than that, she's been in the title picture all year. She's held it for most of the year. So if someone's going to dethrone Asuka, it needs to be either somebody like Becky or like a star coming up like a Rhea Ripley. And I wouldn't mind Bianca being in that picture as well, but I'm going to make the bold prediction that Becky is coming back. She's going to win it. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, it's a short term of her just giving birth to a baby. She just gave birth, but honestly, she can come in at number 28, 29. I don't know. I know they're going to announce number 30 in the men's maybe, but she can cut, if they don't do it for the women, she can come in as like number 30 and literally throw out one person if they need her to. And she's been going to the gym and has stayed healthy all throughout the pregnancy. And
she's in shape.
Yeah. She's supposedly still, people have seen pictures with her and the baby, like at the gym or something, I heard. So it's totally possible that she could, you know, come in and make an appearance. And then she could just sit pretty and cut promos until April, and that's all she needs to do. So I think if she wants to come back and WWE wants her to do it, they could easily put her in there, have her at the very end of the match, not, you know, let her do too much, and that's all I need. So I'm going to boldly predict Becky Lynch.
So they're going to announce the first two women and the last man.
Right.
So the opening of the show and the very closing of the show.
I knew it was something like that. I couldn't remember which one they said or if they were, which is ridiculous, but whatever.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'm going to pick Bianca Belair, and I usually don't like to pick the betting favorite, and she is the betting favorite right now, but they've been pushing her so hard, and I think a new star winning the Royal Rumble can really help build a star. And, you know, we were talking about how WWE doesn't really have stars anymore. And I think they have maybe just like three or four that people might know outside of the WWE universe, right? Like, I think if you were to walk up to someone who, like, maybe is a casual fan, but they haven't watched wrestling in a long time, like, they're going to know the name Roman Reigns. They're going to know the name Becky Lynch, right? I'm not sure that winning the Royal Rumble gets you there. Matter of fact, I'm positive it doesn't. But I do think it definitely elevates your stock. And I think Bianca Belair winning this will put her in the upper mid-card to main event scene. And if she wins WrestleMania, she'll be solidified as a main eventer for years to come. She could be if she's written right. So I'm going to pick Bianca Belair. I think it's a smart choice, and I think it's a choice they'll probably go with.
Yes, not a bad pick. I would be happy with it too. Like Rhea or Bianca, I would be happy with.
Right.
For sure.
Let's do the men's rumble now. And Aiden, I'm going to let you start again.
All right.
I want you to tell me why Daniel Bryan will win the Royal Rumble this year.
Oh, well, I mean, they had such a good, you know, run with him when he won. Or no, he didn't win. I can't remember. No, with the whole WrestleMania 30 thing, he got dumped out. He hasn't won a Rumble, and I feel like he's another one of those guys that, I mean, he is a fan-made star.
Right.
And he's one of those guys that the fans have chosen, and I feel like giving him that official nod, you know, of being able to check off the box that he won the Royal Rumble it just helps further cement him in the position that the fans have already put him in.
Agreed. Kyle, I know you've been kind of following SmackDown a little bit. This is someone that I think would be a really cool win. Tell me why Shinsuke Nakamura could win this match.
Not too long ago, they let him kind of run the gauntlet before getting beat by Adam Pearce and had kind of teased it. So, and, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to Daniel Bryan winning it, but it's been said that he's on the creative team, or at least helping with the creative on SmackDown. They might have been eyeing him for the win and for him to be the guy to go against Roman, but he personally, you know, from what I've heard, doesn't necessarily want that. He's a guy who wants to put the young guys over. It's, you know, guys like Drew Gulak that he worked with when he, you know, was going to win the Intercontinental Championship. He kind of talked about, you know, giving these young guys a shot. So I really think he is kind of in that mindset of like, he doesn't want to take the spot from somebody else. And not saying Nakamura is a young, you know, up and comer that needs to win this, because he's already won a Rumble before. But he's definitely been involved with the Reigns at some point. He could come back, especially if they were separating him from Cesaro. He could come back and, you know, make a run if they wanted him to. It would not make a whole lot of sense, because he was like just a heel tag team member for like half the year and then just randomly went through this gauntlet match. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it'd be just A-okay, but just wouldn't make as much sense.
I love me some Nakamura-san. I love that his old music is back. And I just rewatched the pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble, that he and Asuka won the Royal Rumble matches. Man, can you believe that they both won the Royal Rumble matches? Both huge pops, and then they both just lost at WrestleMania.
Completely flubbed it.
So stupid. It's so stupid. All right, Aiden. I don't actually know your opinion on this guy, so tell me what you think of and why you think this person might win. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, all right. So I personally love The Fiend. I think he's incredibly talented as a wrestler. I love the character personally. I know a lot of people don't, but I personally love it. I think that the ending of the feud that he had with Orton, granted I wish it could have been with somebody other than Orton, but the way it finished out with him getting set on fire was awesome. Like, it was, if you really want to solidify somebody as that, you know, they talk about like the next Undertaker, that sort of supernatural character, no better way to do that than literally have him get set on fire and then come back at the Rumble and just go to town and win it. And I also, like I said, I feel like him losing the title to Goldberg was a bad call. So you know, give him back the title.
I believe horrendous is the word that you're looking for.
Yeah.
No, I would love it to be like, I don't know, number 26 or something.
Yeah. And put him towards the end. Absolutely.
Yeah. As soon as the number hits, the lights start going out very slowly. He comes back inside and he's like standing behind, you know, some little dork, maybe Sami Zayn or something, you know. It'd be a great visual and it'd be perfect. And this is the year to do it because there's no fans. So he doesn't have to actually hide under the ring for friggin' forever. He can just come out before the match starts. He only has to be under there for like 30, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Kyle, now this is definitely a dark horse person, even though this person has won a Rumble before. But they've definitely been pushing this guy in the way of Drew McIntyre. So Kyle, tell me why Sheamus might win the Royal Rumble.
Well, they've definitely, as you said, he's been pushed a little bit. He's feuded with guys like Keith Lee at the top and has kind of had like a little bit of a babyface turn for whatever reason. Well, he's kind of been a tweener. He's kind of been a jerk, but kind of been nice when they need him to.
He's a heel, but he's nice to the babyface champion.
Yeah. And he's kind of, listen, him and Keith Lee had a battle and he said he respected him the other day. So, I mean, like he's kind of, he's acting more babyface, you know, babyface than I think he should if he were a heel. So if anything, I think he's more of a tweener at this point, but they put stock into him and McIntyre having history together. And, you know, he's the one that gave him the sword he's in the awesome entrance now, you know, that he supposedly went and got from his mother in Ireland or whatever, or Scotland, where he's from.
He got it out of Vince McMahon's office.
Yeah. So, probably the kilt too. And yeah. So yeah, it's, they've built that history there. So if they want to go back to it, it's there. I definitely think I'm with you. He's very much a dark horse pick, but, or a bright horse pick, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you did there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very white horse. And so he could do it, but I wouldn't put my stock in it.
Okay. All right, Aiden, in a similar vein, this person's also been hanging around Drew McIntyre in that title scene. Tell me why Keith Lee is going to get his rematch at WrestleMania.
Oh, man. No, I feel like Keith is one of those guys that was really dominant in NXT. I mean, it's kind of terrifying when you see a guy Keith's size be able to move the way that he moves. I think they've done a really good job with his main roster, at least keeping him pushed, because I feel like that's one thing that they do is they flub a lot of these guys when they get to the main roster and they just don't know what to do with them. But I feel like they've done a really good job keeping Keith relevant and keeping him looking strong. I think the rematch between him and Drew would just be money. And like I said, same thing in the other vein, you know, building stars.
Yeah. Can you imagine giving Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre 30 minutes at WrestleMania?
It would be amazing.
Yes, please. I would like to see that. All right, Kyle. I want you to tell me why the returning Dwayne The Rock Johnson could win this Royal Rumble.
It's not who I thought you were going to say for the returning, but, cause he's The Rock. I mean, if he's coming back, he's winning for sure. Unless like there's a, so I've heard his name thrown around recently. And a lot of it was that, he might possibly be the guy if they were going to bring somebody back to, be the one to go after Roman and kind of dethrone him per se. But it would kind of be weird at the same time for like none of the current, if they were talking about, you know, building stars, like it'd be kind of lame that none of the current WWE guys could take down Roman, but they needed The Rock to come in and save the day and then leave for them to pick up the scraps type thing. Like, so it wouldn't be the best and wouldn't make the most sense, but he's The Rock. So if he's coming back, he's winning.
You thought I was going to say Brock Lesnar, didn't you?
There's another.
Okay. Okay. Well, I won't spoil it, cause I feel like that's going to be your prediction. So Aiden, tell me who you think is going to win this Royal Rumble.
My pick is The Fiend. Like I had said before, I feel like he kind of got shafted with the whole Goldberg, deal. And I feel like, yeah, there's no better way for them to, you know, keep that build with him after setting him on fire than to have him come back in late in the Rumble, just pop up in the ring and throw somebody out, like just start throwing bodies out. I really feel like Bray has had opportunities with the title before, and I thought he made gold out of them. And every time he's kind of gotten shafted for somebody else to get their WrestleMania moment. And I feel like he really deserves that opportunity to make his own WrestleMania moment.
I think we'll know if the Fiend is going to win, depending on where he enters the Rumble. If he enters like 1 through 15, I don't think there's any chance, because he can still look strong and be thrown out and not look weak. If he enters like 24 or later, he's 100% winning it. Has to. Kyle, I'm going to go ahead and go, because I'm going to let people, you know, gain, you know, let wet their whistle, just like they want to hear what you're going to say. So I'm going to be real short.
Yeah, and I would wager that my pick is probably not one that a lot of people are thinking about, but
okay.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I'm going to say Daniel Bryan. And the reason I'm saying Daniel Bryan is because the guy is about to retire, right? He just said that he doesn't want to be on the road full time anymore. He wants to take more of a backstage role. I do believe that this will be Daniel Bryan's last hurrah, which is sad to say, because he's one of the best in the world still. But you know what? He's also a father. He's made his money, and I totally get it, man. I wouldn't want to be gone, you know, however many weeks out of the year that they are, especially when you've been doing it for decades. You've made your money, and now you have a wife and kids. So I'm totally okay with that, even though I think we'll all miss him. But I do think this is his last hurrah. This will be his last big WrestleMania. He's going to win the Rumble and lose at Mania to Roman Reigns. So go ahead, Kyle.
I could definitely see that happening. I would like to see him beat Roman at WrestleMania. I think it'd be a good feel-good thing, and you know, at least make things interesting on SmackDown. So yeah, I would be fine with that. And The Fiend as well. I like the Fiend character, Aiden, as well. He hasn't proved to me in the ring. I think he can go, but the way they book him of like not selling and all this stuff kind of makes it hard to, I mean, Daniel Bryan got a good match out of him, but he could, you know, wrestle an invisible person and still put on a 5-star match if he wanted to. So,
6 stars if it was in the Tokyo Dome.
Right.
So it's, yeah, but I like Bray Wyatt. I've liked him for a long time. But Matt, you were talking about returns. So there's actually two, as you're saying, Brock Lesnar could possibly be one. And I was very worried, and I could definitely see it happen. But the biggest rumor I've heard is John Cena. John Cena supposedly is coming back for WrestleMania. Now, he hasn't been, you know, obviously hasn't been, you know, reported for the Rumble. Not, you know, he's not scheduled on there. He's actually filming a movie in Toronto right now as well.
Yeah.
So I think it would be very hard for him to come back and, you know, make it to the Rumble. But I could honestly, I could easily see him coming back and at least challenging, being the one to challenge Roman for the head of the table. But Cena not necessarily doing it for the seat, but to kind of alleviate the seat in the vein of what I was saying, like The Rock would do. So I actually don't think that would happen. But a lot of people are thinking that Cena might come back. Okay. I was worried that Brock Lesnar could come back. Because hey, if one guy's going to go and challenge Drew for the title, as I feel like the Rumble winner is going to do, I could easily see it being Brock come back. He runs through the last people in the Rumble, gets the heat like WWE loves to do, and sets him and Drew up for a rematch at WrestleMania. Because hey, they brought back Goldberg for this guy,
right?
Who should say they won't bring back Lesnar? But with that being said, I would not be surprised either one of those if they happen. But you know what? I think Brock's a lot of money. I think they are kind of going to be focused on these new star type people and having new names up there. I think they're going to go in a different direction. And who better to be the, you know, backup or the substitute Brock Lesnar than Blaster Bobby Lashley?
Yeah.
I think Bobby Lashley's going to win.
Do you really? He's been super protected.
He's been very protective. He's gone up against Drew once, but I think they had a screwy finish for that match to, you know, keep him protected. He's been just destroying everybody. The Hurt Business is the main heel faction on Raw. I could see them going up against Drew. And it could be Matt Riddle's been feuding with him recently. I could see Matt Riddle, you know, maybe Drew helps him out after Lashley wins the Rumble if they hold off that match, and helps Riddle win the title and take it off of him and, you know, lets it go a different direction. And then, you could even have some tag matches set up leading up to Mania where Riddle and McIntyre go against the Hurt Business. So I think there's endless possibilities, and they've protected this guy so well that I'm just going to go out there and say he's going to win the Royal Rumble match, and him and Drew are going to be the hosses that go up against each other at WrestleMania.
Wow.
Because I think I'm convinced that John Cena is probably going to come back and face Roman as the marquee, like, top match. So I think the Rumble winner needs to be the one that goes up against Drew.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world. Okay. I'm down.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very quick break, very short break. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back for some Royal Rumble trivia.
Oh, boy.
Hi, I'm Betty Rose, the Pinup Punisher from Gothenburg, Sweden, and you are listening to WrestleLife Radio.
All right, we're back. Now, we haven't played trivia in a long time, but I am actually, spoiler alert, we're going to be starting a trivia series on YouTube with indie wrestlers. Aiden is actually going to be a part of that. Yeah. Hopefully in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So I have already got the first couple episodes planned. I have the questions ready, and I came across some Royal Rumble questions, and I figured, why not go ahead and share those here?
It's a good plug.
It is the Royal Rumble after all. So the way we're going to do it, because I can't see your face. So what we're going to do is I am going to ask the question. They are all multiple choice. However, you can say your name at any time. And when you say your own name, that's kind of like beeping in.
Okay.
That works.
All right. So here we go. We're only asking 5 questions, and I do have a bonus question, so 6 technically. And it's technically 1-3, but I don't care. We're going to just ask them all. We're going to have some fun.
Okay.
This won't take too long. Question number 1. Who won the first Royal Rumble match ever?
Kyle. Aiden.
Kyle, you barely beat him.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan is correct.
I didn't want to interrupt you while you were asking the question, but as soon as you started asking it, I was like, I know this one, but I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead. Didn't even want to get to the multiple choice.
Oh yeah, that's right. I do have to finish the question. I forgot to say that. Question number 2. What year did the very first Royal Rumble take place? Is it 1986, 87, 88, or 89?
Aiden.
Go ahead.
88.
Is the correct answer.
Oh. Yes.
I was thinking 89, like off the top of my head before you even read it. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's close.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to ask another question about the very first Royal Rumble. How many participants were in the first Royal Rumble match? Is it 15, 20, 25, or 30?
Kyle.
Okay.
There were... I know it's either one or the other. I'm going to go 15.
15 is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden?
20.
20 is the correct answer.
Yeah. See, like, when it popped in my head, I was thinking 15, and I was like, but I'm 20. I knew it had to be one or the other, and I was just right. I'm going to go with my gut, but gut was wrong this time. It's probably because I'm on a diet, and my gut's getting smaller, so.
Right. So in 1988, there were 20 men in the Rumble. In 2011, there were 40 men in the Rumble. That's the only year we've had more than 30 in the Royal Rumble match. Who won that Royal Rumble?
Kyle.
Uh-huh.
Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio is correct. That's good. Are you guys 2-2?
Remember that.
Two and two.
Yeah, 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2, yeah.
This is for all the marbles, guys.
Oh, man.
So all of the marbles.
Marbles are on the line?
Yeah.
Not GameStop stock?
No, I sold all my GameStop stock.
Okay.
Who holds the record for lasting the longest in the Royal Rumble?
Aiden.
Uh-huh.
Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio. Kyle, do you agree with him?
No.
I'm going to give you the multiple choice, and I'm going to let you tell me what you think, Kyle. B was Rey Mysterio. The other options are Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair.
Oh, so those are the ones we have to choose from?
Yeah. I mean, you can choose another, but it's wrong.
Okay. Yeah, Rey Mysterio. See, I thought there was somebody recently that beat him. Rey Mysterio, I knew, was the record holder, so I'm assuming he still is. But I thought somebody had just beat him.
Rey Mysterio still is. He outlasted Chris Benoit by like a minute, which they did on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of erase Chris Benoit from the history books.
And that was the one that he won after Eddie passed away, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So, bonus, and you guys can work as a team on this. There was one man who won three Royal Rumbles, and we all know that Stone Cold Steve Austin. There were six other wrestlers who have won it twice. And I'm going to let you guys take turns guessing, all right? So, Aiden, as the guest, I'll let you go first. Name one wrestler that has won the Royal Rumble twice.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is not correct.
Wait, what?
Triple H.
Triple H is correct. And I'm going to pull up the last couple of years just to make sure, but I double-checked, and I didn't see that he won it twice. So, but Aiden, go ahead. Triple H is correct, so give me another name.
Oh, man, my brain just fell outside of my head. John Cena.
John Cena is correct. Kyle?
Let's see. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is correct. Aiden?
Batista.
Batista is correct. You got two more.
The Rock?
The Rock is incorrect.
Yeah. I know you won one, but I couldn't remember if he had quite won the second one.
Aiden?
Probably Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is correct. Hey. All right, Kyle, this is all on you. So we've got five names so far. Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Batista, and John Cena. Who is the sixth man to win the Royal Rumble twice? And I'm going to give you a hint.
Randy Orton.
Yep, well, you don't need a hint. That's correct. It is indeed Randy Orton.
Randall Keith Orton.
Yeah, Roman Reigns won it in 2015.
I feel like it's just because he main evented WrestleMania so many times. I just assumed that he got there from the Rumble.
Yeah, I'm back to Chris Benoit winning it now, so there's no way because Roman Reigns wasn't even there yet. So, yeah.
I knew Batista because that's one that I think a lot of people forget about because the second time he won it, nobody wanted him to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I remembered him, but... Yeah, I can remember if Hogan had won it multiple times, and I was thinking Rock was in there too. But
that was a guess because I was like, "There's no way Hogan doesn't have this under his belt. There's no way that man's ego. He politicked his way into winning that thing twice. I'm sure of it.
I think he won it twice in a row, if I remember right.
I think so. Because one year it was actually the year it was for the belt. He lost it, and that was to Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair won it.
And then
90 and 91 is what I'm seeing. So back to back.
Yeah, that's nuts. So, Kyle.
Yes.
You lost.
What?
Yeah, you lost. Sorry.
Okay.
Because Aiden got three questions right. That last one was team effort, but the best of five was wrong. So you lost.
Okay.
So that means in 30 seconds or less, you have to tell me why Doink the Clown will win the Men's Royal Rumble. And go.
Listen, Doink is going to win the Royal Rumble because... He's obviously still with the company. He was seen at the TLC the Money in the Bank pay-per-view in Titan Towers. And he was hiding behind that chair and he was laughing at all the geeks that he saw trying to get up to the top when he knew he had it in the bag. He's like, I don't need to go get the stupid briefcase. I've got my number secured already. I talked to Ted DiBiase. I sold my GameStop stocks. I got the money. I bought number 30. Doink was laughing at those geeks because he knew his spot was secure. He's got number 30 coming in this year, and he's going to win the Royal Rumble and take the throne back from Roman Reigns and being the king of WWE.
All right. Real quick, yes or no? Aiden, is The Miz cashing in at the Royal Rumble?
No.
Kyle?
God, I hope not.
I also say no. He's going to cash in at WrestleMania and lose. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our Royal Rumble preview. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Aiden, thanks for helping us out, man. Tell us where we can find you.
I am on Instagram as the Aiden Knight. I also have Facebook. It's facebook.com/ the Avatar of Anarchy, I believe is what it is. I just set it up the page recently, but I am on Facebook as Aiden Knight. I've got a like page as well. But yeah, Instagram is the best place to find me. Like I said, it's the Aiden Knight on Instagram.
Where can we see you wrestle?
Right now, primarily in Georgia, next Saturday? I got to look at my calendar real quick. Next Saturday in Newton, Georgia with SWA. And okay. Then on the 20th, always third Saturday of every month, I'm in Pavo, Georgia with SWA as well. Currently have an open challenge for the AIWF Southern Middleweight Championship. I just want to make sure I give as many guys as possible the opportunity to come at me for it and cement my spot at the top.
When are you making your AEW Dark debut?
Oh man, I'm hopeful for it. We're gonna see what happens.
You're a champion now. You gotta graduate.
Yeah, well, I just did a seminar a couple weeks ago with Jerry Lynn and Mikey Whipwreck, and that was a really awesome learning experience. But Jerry definitely seemed to take a liking to me, so we're gonna fingers crossed on that and see where that goes.
Nice.
He's the nicest guy in wrestling, man.
He really is. Honestly, he really is.
Let me tell you, Aiden, I am a season pass holder, so I'm obviously very important. So I will do all that I can to hook you up so you don't have to worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Wrestle Life Radio and on Twitter at Wrestle Life Pod. You can follow Kyle on Instagram at
Kyle.Polly.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Wrestle Life Matt. Again, thank you for listening with us. Aiden, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will see you again very soon, and we hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day.